Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. The world is getting into the full spirit of Christmas now, and one of the biggest indicators for me that it is just around the corner is when the LDS Church announces their seasonal initiative for the year. This year, it is called Light the World, which is the same title as last year, if you remember, with the same idea of inspiring and inviting others to serve and live as the Savior did. This year, the service ideas and opportunities are vastly different, and there are a few great, larger-scale events happening surrounding the initiative that I wanted to make you aware of. Today, we have Steve King and Mike Grass here with us, who have both played integral roles in getting this initiative off the ground. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So, Steve, we'll start with you. How will this initiative be different from last year's?
There's a couple of things that are a little bit different. We're still using Light the World. Last year, we provided an Advent service calendar. We're doing the same this year. But instead of giving ideas specific to each day, we have created a calendar that's a little bit more principle-based. So we put a scripture in the calendar and some ideas that revolve around that principle. And consequently, what you'll be able to do is look at that and say, oh, I could do something like this, as opposed to being prescriptive like we were a little bit last year by listing 4 to 8 different ideas per day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit different. The other thing that we noticed, and that's why I've asked Mike Grass to join us, is that once we launched the initiative the day after Thanksgiving in America, so it's what we call Black Friday, so we've invited Mike to come with us today because he's been responsible for a lot of the community outreach. We're trying to make this more of an ecumenical type of an outreach as opposed to just the church.
There are a lot of different social media components to the campaign. One really cool thing that I've been reading about is the service vending machine. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, Mike?
Absolutely. We wanted to come up with a concept for people to be able to give an act of service instantaneously. People could be feeling like they need that pick-me-up. We've created these vending machines that will allow people going by to purchase items for church partner charities around the world. This could be anything from a chicken that could be used by a family
representing
a live chicken.
Yeah.
It could be baby supplies or food items for both global charities and local charities. It's a very easy and simple way for people to do an act of service.
So walk me through how it would work then. You'd go up to this vending machine and there will be 4 of them in the Salt Lake area. And you swipe your credit card and you can buy a live chicken, for example, for a family in a different area of the world. And then you get a representation of that gift.
So actually how it's going to work is that there'll be of these 4 machines, they'll have a variety of choices for people. And when you go to make a donation, you can do it via credit card or through cash. The donation, the item that falls down in a typical vending machine will fall down into a bay and you can just lift up the cover and take the item. This time it'll fall down into a large glass display, so you won't be able to get the item. It'll be down there. So you've really purchased this item for that charity.
Okay.
And every day those bays will be cleaned out and those items will be donated to those charities as well as all of the cash donations.
Wow, that's wonderful. And can you give us some examples of some things that people can some service opportunities people can purchase there?
Absolutely. We're going to have everything from children's glasses for a charity that does free eye exams and glasses for children who don't have the resources. We're going to have a food sources for food banks. And then we're also going to have one vending machine that is a just serve vending machine. So your payment will be through service. You can choose an act of service like donating blood or calling your mother or serving a neighbor. Mm-hmm. So you will choose that item. It'll fall down in. You pick up that item and that's your act of service. It'll be a small card that you'll be able to, you'll pick it up and on the card it'll give the challenge, the service challenge to you.
That is so cool. I love that. And on social media, people, when they do participate in the campaign, they use the hashtag #LightTheWorld. And then that will aggregate all of the different videos and pictures of people participating. And you were mentioning earlier that last year, the Light the World campaign was one of the most successful engagement campaigns ever that has ever been seen.
Yeah. Light the World was the most successful engagement campaign for the church. And engagement came through people participating in social media, people participating in acts of service, and people promoting the message of Light the World through hashtag Light the World.
The other thing that's really interesting about that, I remember last year, Thursday afternoon, I was in my office and I got a link to a video that was produced in Russia. And so I thought, okay, great. That's good. We've gone halfway around the world.
Right.
Then Friday afternoon, at the end of the day, I got another ping on my email. I opened it up, and it was from Tierra del Fuego, which is as far south in South America as you can go. They had purchased a digital board in the town square and had done some other things. And I thought, as I left work that day, I thought, wow, we have covered the four corners of the earth with this campaign, which is really quite remarkable.
And really hoping that this year it will continue. And then in addition, there are some larger scale events happening on YouTube. Can you elaborate on those a little bit?
Absolutely. This year, we're also going to be coordinating Light the World concerts around the world. And it's going to start off, these are small concerts all the way up to a concert with the Piano Guys that will be held at the YouTube space in New York City. And it'll be broadcast on YouTube for the world to participate in this campaign.
Broadcast live.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, broadcast
wow.
live.
Well, there are so many amazing things to look forward to this Christmas season, and we're really excited about this new campaign, this new initiative. Just if you could both sum up in a few words the feelings that you hope will emanate to the participants in this initiative, what would you say?
So there's a couple things that I'd like to challenge your listeners to participate in. The message of Light the World this year is to serve. And to serve means to serve one, to serve five. It's whatever you can do, because that is the pure love of Christ, is through service. And when you do your act of service, it doesn't have to be anything, just anything you do. We're trying to create Light the World events. Mm-hmm. So these concerts, this vending machine, we're going to be doing Feed the Hungry events. We're going to be doing a variety of localized small service projects. So create your own Light the World event. Mm-hmm. I would love to throw that out to anybody. It doesn't matter what you do, but make your own Light the World event.
And you can do that now that the Advent calendar is a little more open-ended. You can decide what the theme or the principle or the scripture for the day means to you and how you can translate that in your own service in your life. What about you, Steve?
The other side of this, which I think is really paramount, and that is the Savior taught us. He said, "Ye are the light of the world." When he said that, I think that was an invitation for us to serve. So let me make this a little bit more personal. Last year, I decided that I'd do this. I didn't talk to my family or anybody about it because I wanted to make sure it worked real well before I did. But each day, I tried to do some type of service, some kind of act of kindness or service for someone. I try and do that anyway, but this was an added impetus to make that happen. And the 25th of December, when Christmas rolled around, I got up and I really didn't care about the celebration of Christmas and in the traditional sense of opening up presents and exchanging gifts and all that, even though we did that. It was more important to me that I remembered the previous 25 days and what I had done and hopefully impacted someone else's life in those 25 days. And that's not even important, because it did impact my life. It changed me, hopefully made me a better person for having participated personally.
And hopefully it makes everyone else feel that way as well, because we know when you do reach out beyond your comfort zone, beyond the people that you normally see, and serve a neighbor, serve someone who is in need, you can feel the Spirit. You can feel the Spirit of Christ, and you can be comforted and strengthened and uplifted. And those are all things that the Savior would have us feel during this season where we celebrate his birth.
That's just the point. The point is that we're trying to become like the Savior.
Right. Well, thank you both so much for being here today. We really appreciate it. So this is going to be a wonderful Christmas seasonal activity to get involved with. Get your neighbors, your family, friends, other community members involved, and we know that you'll be blessed for doing that. And remember that the videos and the Advent calendar of service activities and service principles, as well as other information on the 2017 Light the World initiative, will be available starting today at mormon.org. We're going to close our episode today with the quote, just reiterating what Steve said, Matthew 5:14, "Ye are the light of the world." And I know that we can be more of a light this Christmas season as we serve our brothers and sisters the way that Christ would have us serve them. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.